Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The first baseman, Orlando Gonzalez. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer catches it and throws to first to double up Gonzalez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Horta steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lemon trying to get to home. Gonzalez throws to Ashby who tags Lemon for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Cardi moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hendrick scores. Cardi moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ashby and he is out. Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper bunts between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ashby juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashby. Spencer moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball towards left. Gar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gar. Manning moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Gar moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly scores. Gar moves to third. Bradford moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Cardi reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell bunts towards third. Horta picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Horta. Cardi scores. Lowenstein moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-2 in the game. With a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-2 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5. And the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Manning moves to second. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Gonzalez scores. Manning moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning scores. Hendrick moves to third. Cardi moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendrick tags and scores. Cardi tags and moves to third. Bell tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball towards center. Manning settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manning. Horta goes all the way around to score. Downing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Varney now catching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.